The bottom line is everybody wants to hold the Tiger Cup. I don't care who you are. And so you ask, a lot of these people knew me already. Like Doc Antle knew me. I had spoken to him about a decade earlier about a pharmaceutical ad that came through Nat Geo Image Collect. He knew who I was and told me, hey, I love your photography. Love what you do. And so they already knew. And when we got there and we had days of working with the people, whether it was Doc or Joe Exotic or the guy that came after him. Luckily, I've forgotten some of these names. Kind of a cleansing process.
Yeah.
what you need after doing that. But we went in and just photographed what they let us photograph or what they were doing. And it made a huge difference. And then, you know, at the same time, you have to organize your story where you're looking at these tiger shows and cub petting, because that's the whole bit. You always have to have cubs to pet, but they can't be more than 3 to 4 months old. And if that's the case, if you think about it, well, how are you going to always have cubs that are only 3 or 4 months old or younger than that to pet? You're going to have this constant speed breeding, which we first had learned about at the tiger show, that they had 178 tiger. So, and they were definitely involved in speed breeding, because no matter when you went there, 365 days a year, they had cubs to pet. And so when we came in, you know, and decided we were going to do the story about tigers in the U.S. or captive tigers in the U.S., which is the only kind of tigers there are, that we were going to be doing that, and they were involved in the same breeding process to always have cubs. And a lot of people don't think about it. I didn't think about it in the beginning. But take the cubs away from their mother as soon as they're born so they don't have a bond with mom. And then they can start breeding again rather quickly.
And I can't really remember the Tiger King that much, but was all of this, was some of this legal? Some of the speed breeding and having that many tigers, was it legal or was it very, very shady and illegal?
Maybe, I'm not sure what parts were illegal, but primarily it was illegal because they were moving cubs across state lines. The bottom line, there was no federal about many of these breeding practices, but there is now. And that was, once we learned about it, actually, it was easier to obtain a tiger in many states than it is to adopt a dog or a cat. They have to be spayed beforehand. Now, you can just go buy a tiger. Not anymore, but you could. And once you find out these things, it's pretty incredible. And then you start working with people and find out that there are some folk against this that have been working on Capitol Hill to try to get a law passed for many, many years. And so what we did just kind of helped that come to be. At least we were told by lawyers on the Hill that worked for many conservation organizations that we moved the needle. Because they said it was a unanimous decision. A friend of ours, Tim Harrison, who used to be a police officer and a firefighter. So it was called the Big Cat Public Safety Act, and that's how you can get it passed. Because it's dangerous for people to own big cats. especially with the changing storms that we're having everywhere, that a lot of these roadside zoos fences could fall down. These cats could get out, and who has to deal with them then? Firefighters and police officers. They don't have training to deal with a tiger or a lion that gets away from one of these places. So, yeah, there were things that just had no law. And then the aspects of what they were doing, speed breeding, moving cubs across, selling the animals when they got too big to pet, which was a big issue. Because a lot of people go, well, what happened to them when they were too big to pet? And the only answer we have is we have no idea. Because no matter how deep we tried to dig, you just don't know what happened to them. Kind of did disappear in many instances.
Do you think they're going to foreign countries, or they're getting killed, or they're getting released into the wild, or a combination of...
You could never release a captive predator like a big cat into the wild that was raised in captivity. There has been no successful cat that was born in captivity, put back in the wild. And someone said, oh yeah, this happened once. Well, it was a billionaire's place in southern Sumatra, and so he had the perfect forest and it fenced, and he's got his private guards to keep out poachers. Now, there's only one of those in the world that I know of. So if there's only one place that a billionaire has, then yes, you still can't release, because these cubs are never taught how to hunt by their mother because they're taken away from their mother at birth. So everything's all screwed up.